It's 8:45. Live and local, I'm your host, Mike Hogan. And with me today is Wendy Townley. She's the Executive Director of the Omaha Public Library Foundation. Good morning, Wendy.
Hi, Mike. Good morning.
It's great to have you here, and what a fun topic to talk about. Let's talk about the Omaha Public Library Foundation. What is your mission? What do you do?
Yes, thanks so much for having me this morning. So since 1985, the Omaha Public Library Foundation has existed very simply to raise money and advocate for Omaha Public Library and programs, services, staff, the whole kit and caboodle. So like many other cities around the country, Omaha Public Library is funded largely through public tax dollars, and then we come in through the generosity of our donors to make possible the programs and services that our patrons experience and expect here in Omaha.
Well, it sounds like a noble mission indeed, but it's certainly not stuffy or stodgy and not much shushing when you're talking about an event like this.
That's right. Libraries are not always quiet places.
<That's right. laughs> Well, let's just talk for a second. You know, when I was a kid, my family used to go to the, I grew up in St. Louis, and we would go to the St. Louis Public Library and borrow Super 8 films because we had a Super 8 projector.
Cool.
And we borrowed Super 8 films, which were silent, mm-hmm. but we didn't have sound, and we would make popcorn and put on like a Scott Joplin ragtime album, and my family would watch these different shorts.
It sounds like fun.
It was fantastic. And now, my goodness, videotapes, CDs. I mean,
yes.
Talk about some of the things that the library does offer apart from books.
Apart from books, that's right. So DVDs are one of the more popular items that people check out.
Yeah, I just said videotapes, which just shows how ancient I am.
I didn't want to say anything, but I'm sure your listeners caught that too. But so I was actually speaking just last week with some of our librarians about our circulation, what people are checking out. And DVDs are wildly popular. The new Black Panther movie, for example, I think had something like 40 or 50 holds on it. I mean, that's the number of patrons waiting. So we check those out. CDs. We also check out a lot of audiobooks. So this is summertime. People are taking road trips, checking out a book on tape. I use that air quotes, yeah, book on right. tape, which is what how I know it as, is another popular pick at the library. So obviously we still have your traditional books, but a lot of great other storytelling on other formats.
And a lot of libraries, for example, I know there's a new library that was built in Blair that was specifically built with a lot of computer outlets.
Yes.
And so computers and the ability to sit down and borrow a computer for a while.
That's right.
And do your work or look at things online, et cetera.
Yeah, and Omaha Public Library has that as well. We have desktop computers and laptops that you can use when you're in the branches, but we also have laptops, little Chromebooks that you can check out and actually take home for a couple weeks as well. So we are listening to what patrons want. Loud and clear, they tell us they still want books, but they also want technology and the ability to use their own technology, meaning able to plug in devices when they're in our branches. So we listen and respond accordingly.
Well, very interesting. Those Chromebooks also use a lot in education. That seems to be.
That's right.
It's an inexpensive device that it works. It gets you online.
Yeah. That's what a lot of people need anymore. If they want to just do some online browsing or shopping or paying bills, that's exactly a perfect little piece of technology.
Well, let's get down to the big debate. And
yes.
It's coming up July 12th, which is Thursday at 5 p.m. And this is over at the Exarban Cinema, right?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
It's $25 for 1877 Society members and $35 for the general public. It's an argument.
Yes.
DC or Marvel, which is the superior superhero franchise?
Yes. I hope you weren't asking me because I won't need a lot of time to give you my answer.
What is your answer?
Well, I'm going to withhold because okay. I've been asked that question. I'm not going to say. But what the idea for this fundraiser came about is people feel very strongly about the two. I call them franchises, but
sure.
I understand. I think cinematic universe is the proper term. But just in bringing it up in conversation, and obviously these stories were born in comic books, a printed piece of material that libraries have available. So we were talking and said, let's open it up for debate because our fundraiser, Animus, has a history of allowing folks to debate whether the book or a film adaptation of that book is better.
Sure. Now, let's just run through some of the superheroes. So DC, there's your Batman.
Uh-huh. Wonder Woman. Uh-huh. Superman,
right. And then on the Marvel side, it's the Spider-Man, the Hulk,
yes.
Iron Man.
Thor.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Guardians of the Galaxy, there's so many.
There are.
Ant-Man, yes. Captain America, we could just keep going. Black Panther,
sure.
Right.
Oh, very, very interesting.
Yeah.
For information on that, you can go to exarbancinema.com and get some information for this July 12th fundraiser.
Right.
What a great idea.
Yeah, we're very excited for it. And I did want to give a little mention. We'll have four panelists there. Abby Kate from Omaha Public Library, Dave DeMarco from Legend Comics and Coffee, Ryan Sirik from The Reader, Tracy Mock from Big Canvas, and then Matt Tompkins from Omaha Live will serve as our MC. So they have been doing their homework.
And by the way, Tracy Mock, very, very funny lady. I've seen her do improv before.
Oh, good.
Thank you very much, Wendy. Do appreciate it. It's 8:51. Morning Edition picks up right now.